In this video, we'll talk about best practices and guidelines for functional and UX design for your Office add-in. We'll cover designing for deep value, your first run experience, sign-in, add-in commands, UX quality and performance. It's important that you design your add-in explicitly for Office. Make sure the functionality and look and feel of your add-in blends harmoniously with the Office experience. You'll want to make sure that your add-in enables users to be more productive or get things done that they otherwise couldn't have done without your add-in using Office. Ensure accessibility needs are met. Follow this link for design guidelines for Office add-ins. Be sure your add-ins complement the Office experience and help users get stuff done that they otherwise couldn't do. Give them strong reasons to engage with your add-in. First run experiences should quickly engage your users. Personalize and greet the user and describe clearly the value your add-in offers before asking users to sign in. Don't assume they know how your add-in works. Be prepared to show teaching, user experience, and videos, and give free trials out of the box. Don't require sign-ups for trials. A freemium strategy mitigates user drop-offs. You can show and tease the premium features in your add-in in your free experience. Keep the new sign-up experience dead simple. Pre-fill all the information you can. Skip email verifications if you can. Make it really low friction so people will get started with your add-in. The first run experience that you see here is sometimes called a placemat. That's a way to lead users into your experience. And so you want to give them an overview of what the add-in does and how to use it, what the steps are. Don't just assume that they know how your add-in works. Many add-ins bind to data in the application. In particular, content add-ins. And so you'll want to include sample data that shows users what the format is of the content that's expected. Inserting sample data is one way to do that. Another way to do that would be to create a template that your add-in is included in that includes the sample content. Single sign-in is currently only available on Outlook, but will be available for the other Office apps in the future. Use it. You will avoid drop-offs. Make sure that it's working in all of the Outlook clients. The Exchange Identity Tokens will help provide single sign-on, and most of our best add-ins leverage that flow. Keep your Office simple as you can. Yelp doesn't even require a sign-in. Uber uses your user's phone number to verify. Make the simplest sign-on experience that you can. Be sure to use the OAuth V2 endpoint if your add-in requires Outlook REST API access. And there's a good example of that in the Boomerang add-in. Look at the Getting Started docs on dev.outlook.com for an example. Add-in commands are currently available in Outlook, but also will be available for the other apps. Plan to use them wherever you can. This gives you the ability to add commands that represent specific actions with a clear and specific outcome for users. Don't combine multiple actions in a single button. Provide granular actions that make common tasks within your add-in more efficient to perform. Minimize the number of steps it takes to complete. Just design for efficiency. And make sure that you have meaningful icons and labels for the buttons. These links will take you to additional content and samples on how to use commands. When you use add-in commands, you'll have the ability to place icons in the ribbon representing your add-in. Make sure you keep the icon design simple and consistent with Office style. Don't reuse visual metaphors for dissimilar commands. Make your button labels clear and succinct. Use a combination of visual and textual information to convey meaning. Test your icons in light and dark Office themes and high contrast settings. Make sure that they are visible to all users and use consistent icon sizes and positions. If you're designing an add-in for Office 2013 and Office 2016, you'll want to factor your design to support the capabilities of the different versions. Modularize your code for Task Pane add-ins so it can later be separated into commands. Use inline buttons on task panes for local actions that directly tie to the content displayed on the task pane. When you implement commands for Office 2016 apps, you'll want to have ribbon buttons for each top-level action and then to group related actions underneath those. Leverage the Execute Action API for actions that don't require UI. Use Office UI Fabric for custom HTML UI. Use command functions in a way that's consistent with what they are called in Office wherever possible. And then continue to use inline buttons for local actions. Office Fabric UI makes it easier to design for a mobile-first, touch-first experience that works well across platforms. The Fabric icons will give you a style that fits with Office. The typography in Office Fabric gives you a nice typographic ramp for your text hierarchy. The color of Office Fabric is a neutral theme, and you should use neutral colors and theme colors to accent your add-in so that it blends with the Office experience. Office Fabric provides reusable layouts for common UI elements such as search boxes and app bar overflows. And for content add-ins, you want to match the default theme. Use Calibri font for content font. Choose neutral colors for data labels and allow the content to shine. Follow accent colors of common chart objects. Give your UI space. Use margins and padding and fit within the window even at 768 pixel height. Let's take a look at this video from Martin Seifert at Office at Work to show how he applied guidelines to improve his add-in, which is being developed.
Welcome to this Office at Work 365 video illustrating how we embraced the guidelines for best practices for developing Office add-ins. Please note that what you will see is pre-release software that is still under development and therefore nor function nor pixel perfect. I will be showing you two add-ins. One is called Document Designer, helping users to create dynamic designs, and the other one is called Document Wizard, helping users to select data that then gets applied to those dynamic designs. To better illustrate how we embraced the guidelines, I launched an additional older version of our add-ins on the left and the current build on the right. That way I can better highlight the changes for you. Please ignore these green buttons as they were helper buttons for our developers required at the stage of development at that time. So let's first look at the welcome experience. As you can see, we had no welcome experience at all in our old add-ins. The designer and wizard add-in launched straight into a working page without any user guidance. In our latest build, we implemented a welcome page for both add-ins, explaining the value proposition of the add-in. Here is where we provide a marketing style video highlighting the business value, a download link to a finished sample for users to try out themselves, a link to download further samples, and a button inviting him to get started. We also made sure that regular usage of the add-ins would not trigger the welcome pages. To improve on the overall user experience, we fitted additional instructions on each page with a clear indication on what the next steps are. Adding large sequence numbers to the main menu also helps people that don't read the instructions to understand what to do next. We also included a link at the bottom of each page, taking the user to the add-ins tutorial website that provides short videos explaining each page. If we now compare this with the old add-in, you will notice that all of this was missing. The users had no visual guidance on what to do next. Our subpages also did not provide any information on what's next, nor did they help the user to know where to go next. When creating items, users had no visual guidance on when they were finished or how to return back to the subpages. In our latest builds, we now provide next and previous navigation buttons on all submenu pages that are part of the main sequence flow. When you go and create an element within such a page, you will now find a done button at the bottom of the page that will take you back to your submenu page. This flow provides a guided experience for users, allowing them to naturally click through the pages. To facilitate an easy way to explore our add-ins, we now provide sample data right within the add-in. This will prevent the user having to first capture meaningful data within their own Office 365 tenant just for the sake of being able to experience the full potential of the add-in. The sample data now allows users to create their own designs that they can demonstrate within their organizations. Finally, I would like to mention that we recently integrated UI Fabric and are using it for all sorts of things like icons, buttons, lists, transitions, and so on. UI Fabric plays an important role in creating a user interface that aligns with Office, allowing our add-ins to look familiar to millions of users. We hope you got an impression of the improvements we were able to make in our add-ins by embracing the guidance provided in Best Practices for Office Add-ins. We really believe these guidelines are essential for creating successful public-facing add-ins for Office. Thank you for watching.
Thank you, Martin. Make sure your add-in is fast and responsive for all user interactions. We're talking about under a second, as fast as possible. And you'll want to do that by following standard web practices to optimize your web page. Use minified versions of libraries. Only load the resources you need. Be careful about the loading order. And use browser caching for subsequent loads. In addition to being fast, you want the perception of fast user experience. So optimize the boot path, but also show loading or other progress indicators where needed. And use a fast worldwide content delivery network for hosting resources, images, and JSHTML code. You want to load as much as you can from one place and eliminate DNS and connection costs. It's important to monitor your service health, use telemetry, and know that the user is getting a great experience. If not, you've got work to do. Some things to watch out for. Don't use ActiveX, Flash, or any browser-specific add-ons. Use HTML controls and APIs that work in all major browsers. Avoid pop-ups unless they're required for sign-in. And if you don't support IE9 or older browsers, that's okay, but show a graceful error message and let the user know what they need to do to get the greatest, latest browsers. Don't ask users to install certificates or any other tools. If you do, your app will be rejected from the store. A few other do's and don'ts of user experience. Again, make sure your add-in is tailored to fit with the Office experience. Make sure your user navigation and task completions are just one click away. Don't just shove your website UX into the add-in. We love your brand to show through in an add-in, but pick icons and neutral backgrounds that look great in Office. Ensure your UX is responsive and works when the browser or client is resized, and allow sufficient padding to let your design breathe. Embed help into the task to make it easy to complete. Don't use any iOS or Windows Phone, Chrome, or controls that can confuse users. Avoid scrolling unless it's really needed. Optimize for 1366 pixel resolution. And don't use unlicensed images. Avoid weird colors, strangely sized buttons and menus. They're going to get rejected from the store. So just make it look great and your users will have a great experience. Finally, it's super important to be testing your add-in across platforms and browsers. Test with real users, get some feedback from usability studies or other user tests, and make sure that you've incorporated that feedback into your design. Continue to measure your performance, user experience, reliability under various conditions so that users are having a great experience. Make sure you've tested for accessibility, localization, and any geopolitical concerns, and fix any issues and test again.